The BBC and other agencies reported this. Major phone networks have agreed to automatically block almost all internet calls coming from abroad if they pretend to be from UK numbers. Ofcom has confirmed. Criminals, you may well be aware, I think most of us are probably, have been using internet-based calling technology to make it look like a phone call or text is coming from a real phone number. 45 million consumers were targeted by phone scams this summer alone. Febzy Turkup, the gadget detective, is online to us now. Febzy, thank you very much for doing this. This brief one with us tonight. It's good news, I think. I get a lot of these calls from numbers, you know, they pretend to be in Glasgow or somewhere that you would recognise the code for, or Brighton, you know, 01273, whatever it might be, and they're not. They're abroad and they're scam calls. It seems to have taken a long time, don't you think, for a concerted approach to this to be arrived at, but thank God it has.
Yeah, because it's not really their priority. This has happened because Ofcom has been pressing the mobile phone networks and landline networks actually to implement this sort of system. So far, only TalkTalk has implemented it. The others are trying to scratch their heads and work out how that they will do it. And it is a step in the right direction. You know, it's not going to cure the problem, but it will make it a bit harder for them. It's a game of cat and mouse anyway.
Well, it certainly seems to be. You know, what is the technology? How do these people abroad in various countries manage to spoof UK numbers in the way that they do? Because they look, on the surface, very convincing, to the extent that on my mobile phone, and indeed on my landline as well, which I don't use much these days, you know, if I see a number I don't recognise, I just simply will not answer. That's what it's caused.
Okay, so the problem comes that these calls initiate from computers using a technology is known as voice over IP. So things like, you know, WhatsApp, Skype, Zoom, Microsoft Teams all legitimately use that technology. But for a computer to be able to make a call to a normal telephone number, be it a landline or a mobile phone number, there is an interface. At some point, it comes off the internet and drops into the normal telephony system. At that point, the telephony system is not making proper checks as to the legitimacy of the number that it's been given by the VoIP system. It's just accepting it as read. And, you know, that's where the weakness lies. There has to be underlying protocols, not just to say, oh, let's see if it's a foreign call pretending to be a UK call, but they have to go a step further and say that the number it purports to be from is the number that it is from. You know, and that's really difficult. That involves new protocols, which will probably take us till the middle of this decade to implement. And by then, there will be new ways of circumventing it. So,
well,
it's a problem.
Let's watch that story. Febzy, thank you very much indeed. I know that we've had to call you on your mobile, so the quality was not great. But Febzy Turkup is the gadget detective. If you have tech questions and you want good answers, check him out online because he is your man, as they say.